Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to WSI-sponsored Pagans Tonight Radio Network. Come explore news, information, entertainment, and ideas from a pagan point of view around the globe. Tune in every night for interviews and lively discussions on current events, philosophies, traditional and not-so-traditional practices, DIY projects, the who's who and what's what of our growing pagan community right here on Blog Talk Radio in English and now in Spanish.
Welcome to Circle Talk. Voices from Circle Sanctuary, our weekly podcast exploring pagan news and views. This is Selena Fox, and joining me tonight will be several longtime Pagan Spirit Gathering community members. Tonight's show begins a series of shows about the Pagan Spirit Gathering. The Pagan Spirit Gathering is a week-long celebration of summer solstice and pagan community that Circle Sanctuary started sponsoring back in 1980. People come together for a week in a beautiful natural location. For the last several years, that location is a place known as Stonehouse Farm. It's about 90 minutes west of Chicago in rural northern Illinois. We join together not only to celebrate the solstice, but to share information, support, rituals, music, and celebration in a community setting. For the next several weeks, we'll be looking at Pagan Spirit Gathering from the perspectives of a number of those who have been part of the PSG, another name for Pagan Spirit Gathering, community over the years. Tonight, we're going to take a look at Pagan Spirit Gathering as a whole to do an overview of the Pagan Spirit Gathering. And I would like to begin by inviting Nicholas C. from Kentucky to join in our discussion tonight. Nicholas has been involved with Pagan Spirit Gathering since the very first one back in 1980. Indeed, he has the distinction of being the first to bring a drum and use it for rituals at a pagan festival as the pagan movement started having cross-tradition festivals. And Nicholas has been helping in many different ways, and so I want to welcome him to our evening of exploring Pagan Spirit Gathering. Hello.
Hi, Selena. Hi. Nice to be here.
Really good to have you join us.
Great.
Tell me a bit about how did you come to be part of the Pagan Spirit Gathering community?
Well, it was a long time ago, like 1980, like you said. For me, and I was thinking about it today, it might be the same for a lot of people, but back then in 1979, 1980, I just sort of had this inner voice that just said, you got to do this, Nick, you got to do this. And so I just did it. I was kind of solitary, reclusive sort, but I don't know, changed my life.
Well, I'm very thankful that you have been part of the community over the years. And indeed, Pagan Spirit Gathering began in Wisconsin, but we've actually held the Pagan Spirit Gathering at different sites over the years. We were at several sites in Wisconsin. Then we were in Ohio for a time, we were in Missouri for a time, and for the last several years, we've been at our current location in northern Illinois. And tell me a little bit about why PSG is part of your life. You're continuing to be part of the community. What roles does it play in your spiritual life, your life as a whole?
Well, I got hooked early. I'm one of these people who like to be out in community, serving community in little ways and big ways. And so at home, you know, you can do a little bit, but when you go to PSG or one of the larger events, you can be really involved with diverse people. And that was important to me. And so, you know, I did sacred fire keeping. I did some sweat lodge leading. I've done some classes. I did setup crew. And lately, now that I'm 60 years old, I was 25 back when I started, I'm working on the SAGE program. And so for me, it's always being able to do service in community and then to take that back home. So here in Kentucky, where I live for about 8 years, we work on men's programs here, and we're working on some staging things. And I just a huge opportunity to be service to pagan community. That's
well,
me.
Yeah, I'm very thankful that you are part of the community. And I'd like to bring into our evening circle of discussion tonight Jen Snow, who is from Wisconsin and who's been involved with Pagan Spirit Gathering for more than a decade. Welcome, Jen.
Greetings. How are you tonight, Selena?
Great.
And really?
It's wonderful to hear your voice. Well, how
lovely
did you
to hear everyone.
Yeah, how did you come to be part of the PSG community?
Well, I'd always wanted to. I had seen advertisements for Pagan Spirit Gathering back when Circle Network News was still in paper, like newspaper print form. And I subscribed to it, and I would open and see the advertisement for PSG, and I would always go, oh, I really want to go. And I did that for about 10 years. Finally got the gumption to go in 2002 with my friend Carmen, and the two of us just went together, just the two of us, to this enormous gathering of 1,000 people. And I won't say I wasn't nervous, but by the time I got there and after I'd spent, unpacking my tent, I came to realize that this was a really special phenomenon, and I have come to call it home over the past 12 years.
Yeah, it's really been wonderful to have you not only participate in the gathering, but be part of the leadership of the gathering. And how is this part of your life, your spiritual life? You do a number of things within the community, and I'm wondering if you can share a bit about why you're continuing to be part of PSG.
Well, I started out in the pagan community when I was about 15 years old. I'm 42-ish now. And but for me, always a very key component to my practice was interaction with other people in other groups. And I've been a member of many different groups and over the years and such. And really the way that all culminated for me at PSG was I came there and I recognized that even though I had some common philosophies, groundwork of other, Wiccans and so forth, I also found that there was just this enormous diversity, which was great for me personally because it allowed me to open up to things that I didn't really know all that much about, that PSG, through the various workshops and rituals and just people that come to gather there through your personal conversations, just how diverse and enriching the entire experience is.
Yeah. Well, and I'd like to also invite to join our circle of conversation Arthur Hines, who is also a longtime Pagan Spirit Gathering community member. Welcome, Arthur.
Well, thank you. Good evening to you all.
Well, share a bit about how you came to be part of the PSG community.
Well, first off, let me tell you my background a little bit. I was traditionally coven-trained and really didn't have a lot of contact with large group workings. I was simply strictly a small group practitioner. And then we moved to Georgia, and I went to one very, very small festival before I came to PSG. So PSG was a real awakening of awareness of possibilities. I'm a member of the band Emerald Rose. And Emerald Rose came to PSG for my first time in 1998. One of the other members had been to PSG before and told great stories of it. So I came in 1998 as part of the band and was just blown away. There was this empty field, and hours later, there was a pagan town of 1,000 people, thought similarly like I did, that were unashamed of their bodies, that understood if I were to say something, that at home people looked at me going, "What?" They immediately like nodded their heads and understood instantly. It was an incredibly family kinship, and no matter where it's been, it always has been a homecoming. It's been a marvelous, wonderful experience for me, PSG.
Yeah, and it's been really wonderful to have you there as part of the music that's part of the community and part of our convergence in the mornings. We have town meetings in our village and your contributions to that, and you've been helping with PSG in a variety of ways. So you have been coming for a number of years. Talk a little bit about how it's a part of your life and why you keep coming back.
Well, I walk a bardic path, and it's once again marvelous to suddenly be among all these people who understand the power of the word and the spiritual transformational possibilities of myth. One of the things that I've been doing at PSG the last couple of years, which I find very fulfilling, is helping to facilitate something that some people call a talent show. I call it the performer's personal rite of passage. It's a showcase. It's a warming embrace for people who have gifts, talents, things they love, passions they want to share, and have always been afraid that they'd be laughed at, they're ridiculed and unwelcomed and unhonored. And the PSG community is so incredible, so warm, so supportive. I'm able to bring people who need to get on stage together with an incredible audience. And I love doing it. And until it's taken from my fingers, I will continue to do it.
Well, and it's a wonderful opportunity to have sharings of stories and poetry and dance and music from the wide community of people that are
mm-hmm.
taking part. I mean, it's just, you know, been really a fabulous thing. And some of the others who have been part of our community include David and Jeanette Ewing, who are not only Circle Sanctuary ministers, but they're part of our military ministries team. And over the years that they also have been part of our community. And I'd like to just welcome David Ewing, and in a little while, Jeanette will also be joining us. Welcome, David.
Hello, and Jeanette has joined us, so she's online as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm here too. So, hello, everyone.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah. So
hey,
how
Jeanette.
Did you all come to be part of the PSG community?
Well, for us, it's sort of interesting because, you know, a lot of people find out about Circle by attending PSG. So they'll attend PSG and then because they're from different parts of the country, and then they'll start finding out things about all the other things that Circle does, and there's a boatload of things that Circle Sanctuary does. For us, it was different. It was the opposite. And my younger sister, who introduced us to paganism, started sending us her extra copies of Circle magazine. this was back when it was actually still a newspaper format.
The Circle Times.
That's
yeah, Circle Network News.
Yep,
yeah.
Circle Times. And so we knew about Circle. We was, you know, reading Circle Times when David got stationed at the Great Lakes Naval Training Center when he was teaching A school in the Navy, and that's in near Waukegan, Illinois. Well, mm-hmm. we knew there was only Circle was only a few hours away, and so we started attending Circle. So we had attended Circle for a number of years before we actually attended PSG.
But we kept hearing about PSG, and everybody kept telling us, you need to come to PSG. You need to come to PSG. And we're like, you know, yeah, we know. And then we were finally able to attend for the first time in 2007, which was the year where a large focus of PSG was we were celebrating the inclusion of the Pentacle on the list of emblems that were approved by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And... that was when it was in still it was at Wisteria in Ohio, and that was a really amazing time for us. What was interesting for us was that we knew a lot of people who were there from Circle, but we met a lot of new people and formed some friendships and stuff with people at PSG that we had never, you know, that we hadn't met before, and we're still in touch with and things. So it's part of that, you know, there was a lot of community. That, I think in that respect, you know, we come together once a year to do this, you know, this intentional pagan community where we all get together and have an intentional community. But then we all separate and go our separate ways at the end of the week and go back to our regular lives and our regular jobs and everything. But at the time, it was through the Yahoo groups and stuff, and then later on through Facebook. You know, we still all keep in touch, even though we might only see each other once a year or every few years or something, which is, I think, is really, really special about PSG for that.
Yeah, I would agree. I do think it's wonderful to have community face-to-face, but also being able to have that community year-round. And in a few moments, we'll have a chance to each share a favorite memory about PSG. And as one of the ones that helped birth PSG, I am so thankful to see how it has grown and developed over the years. We started out with a gathering that was shorter and smaller. It was on private land in Wisconsin back in 1980. That was our prototype pagan spirit gathering. And over the years, we've grown in numbers, but we've also grown in diversity. And one of the things that I've really appreciated are the numbers of people of different generations, different ages. People from different parts of not only the United States, but other parts of the world. And one of the growth that has happened in recent years is the number of pagans from other countries taking part as presenters, as participants, has continued to grow. And I see that Pagan Spirit Gathering, in addition to celebrating the summer solstice, is a wonderful convergence of pagan diversity and pagans appreciating that diversity of the different traditions, of the different national origins, of different ways of being, in addition to being able to connect with a variety of different traditions for creating community, small and large groups. So, Arthur, share a favorite memory or two about Pagan Spirit Gathering as you think
it
back
is.
Over the many years. What's an example of a good memory that comes to mind?
It's very hard to choose, Selena. You have given me an impossible task because every single year has many memories. The one closest to me now I will talk about, I think 2 years ago I had the honor of facilitating the men's ritual. And I came with a pretty solid idea of what the ritual would be, and then I gathered around me some really, really inventive talented men who helped craft the ritual with me and then perform the ritual with me. And it was, a bunch of folks told me how powerful it was for them. And frankly, it was one of the most powerful rituals I've ever been involved in. I was really not scared. My wife and I are working partners, and I have never done a ritual that big without her. So I was stepping out on a limb and just trusting PSG to help me walk. And it was just life-transforming for me. I am so grateful and thankful that I was able to have an experience like that. And I know that it would not have happened without PSG. The other cool moment, I was watching a band perform back in Ohio, and they were singing a song about the moon. It was a spiral rhythm. They're saying, the moon is high, and the clouds parted, and there was the moon. It was just incredible. It was just incredible. You know, their chills go up and down my spine right now thinking about it.
And that points out. And that points out, I guess, what I call the high proportion of synchronicities that seem to unfold when you have people close to nature mm-hmm, in a sacred mm-hmm. way, and people that have as part of their worldview magic, the enchantment of the world, and magical things happen at PSG. They happen
Absolutely.
In day-to-day life, but it seems that when you gather people together, especially when we're intentionally creating a village together.
Creating that bubble.
Yeah, we're living cooperatively, we're sharing the task of having village living, that amazing things happen.
We give ourselves permission to be vulnerable, to be open, to seeing and connecting all of these things together. Because in what we call mundane life, we kind of allow ourselves to be vulnerable in that manner because our current civilization doesn't appreciate that particular vulnerability, that openness. And you find that at PSG. It's a chance to really remove the armor and view the world of nature and the gods in an open and through-passing manner.
Yeah, I agree. Jen, tell us, I know there's many memories. Give an example of a favorite memory about PSG.
Well, again, like Arthur said, it's just too many memories to try and pick one or two out of the mix. So that being said, I would have to say that one of my most favorite memories almost every year is opening day. And that is the day when, you know, there are some of us that are there from Wednesday forward doing setup and helping to create that initial village for the rest of the community to come in and fill in. There is absolutely nothing more joyous and self-filling than that opening day when all those people that you either know you've met previous years and you've come to see them as family, or they're just walking in the gates for the first time and you don't realize how they're going to fit into your new family, but invariably they do. And opening day is always just such a what is the word I am looking for? Uplifting doesn't mm-hmm. even begin to cover it. Where you just have that super sense that this is exactly where you're supposed to be for the next, you know, what, 7 days, 10 days,
mm-hmm.
however it
mm-hmm.
works. And I have, you know, I always look forward to being there to welcome those that I know home and see them again and have the opportunity to give them a big squeeze, because most likely I haven't had the chance to see them since the previous gathering. But what's even more exciting for me is seeing all the new faces that come into PSG every year, because I know that I'm going to see them again next year.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. Well, how about you, Nicholas?
Well, I have to say I also have very many memories. I think one of the big memories memories is for me is this. I had gone to several PSGs, and then I lived in Denmark for a few years. And then I came back, and I immediately got on the bandwagon of setup crew and other things relating to PSG. And at that time, I took on the responsibility of being sacred firekeeper. And I think I did that for 7 years. And for me, it's an important memory because no one can do the whole thing. Each person has to do a piece, and there was my piece that I was sort of integrated into the spiritual layer of one of the pieces of PSG. And anyone who knows the sacred firekeeping role, it means you work with other people because they keep the fire going, 7 days, night and day. And you have to have helpers, and that experience is just a precious, precious experience. But I also wanted to say sort of a more recent thing. Last year at PSG, and this relates to the intergenerational experiences at PSG. Well, like I said, I started back in my mid-20s, and now I'm 60. And so I'm an elder, essentially, in the community, and I'm big on the rites of passage and the experience for young people and adults and now older people. And so last year, the young men's rite of passage crew invited Chiron and myself to be the elders in the rite of passage ritual for the young guys becoming young men. And, that's sort of a culmination of 35 years of participating at PSG. And, I've already told people that, 35 years was worth it just to have this moment of being there for young people.
Yeah, that's understandable. And, as I think back over the years, a ritual that I contributed to Pagan Spirit Gathering, at the very first one, in which I've done versions of it every year, is the opening ritual. And that opening ritual involves those taking part in Pagan Spirit Gathering joining together in a ritual procession on the first night of the gathering as the sun is setting, each carrying with them a candle lantern or a candle in the jar. We process with our lights through our village, and we go to our ritual circle where the sacred fire is kindled and kept burning throughout the gathering. That ritual of us processing with living flame and then kindling a flame is actually an ancient tradition inspired by a part of paganism that was shared with me by a member of Circle Sanctuary in our earliest days in the 1970s, so this was back 40 years ago. A man who had grown up in Latvia had, as part of his living memory, being part of a village that did this, that processed on summer solstice eve through the village and went to a gathering spot and kindled a large fire. He's no longer alive, but we honor his memory, and we honor the memory of paganism of the past, celebrating summer solstice, by keeping alive that tradition and weaving it into our opening rite. And as our numbers have grown over the years, the procession has gotten longer, and we spiral into the center with our living flames and come to the center. And there is something that's timeless about that memory. We're in the twilight. We can somewhat see our faces, but what's more visible is the great spiral and circling of the light. I really see Pagan Spirit Gathering is a convergence of paganism in the here and now that also brings traditions from a number of different ancient pagan cultures as well as contemporary pagan traditions and groups together. Not to all mush our traditions together, but like a great salad where the individual ingredients are part of a beautiful convergence, and all those different ingredients all are part of the beauty of PSG, yet we're all connected in that great salad bowl called the sacred circle of our community. And
that is so well spoken. I love the sacred salad.
We're a salad bowl. We're a salad bowl.
We are this great kind of spiritual salad, and I see that the salad dressing is our ways of being together, our laughter, our silence, our singing, our dancing, our sharing of ideas, our teaching. And one of the wonderful things about having so much diversity is that every year, even though many people are returning year after year, we all are works in progress. So we have new things to share. And the music that we make together, chants have been created at PSG. Chants have been brought to PSG by many of our bards as well as participants. They may not really be bardic tradition per se, but they have worked with chants in their groups. And in addition to the chants, there's the drumming and the stories. And I think that's one of the magical things about that convergence is we are being able to celebrate that diversity, but also grow from that convergence of diversity. I'm wondering, a question for each of you. For those who haven't been to Pagan Spirit Gathering before, what would be some pointers if people decide they want to come to PSG? What are some suggestions that you have for first-timers? And I'm wondering, David, you know, do you have a pointer or two for somebody who's thinking about coming?
Wow, there are so many pointers that come to mind. I mean, camping for 7 days is not for the is something to prepare for, but what comes to mind is one of the first mantras that we heard, that we learned at our first PSG was, you know, in was repeated numerous times by the safety crew of what to do to ensure that you don't have to visit the medical folks. And they have great care and good people, but, you know, they'd be happy if nobody showed up to their area.
Yeah, because who wants that on a vacation, right?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we say the mantra together?
Yes, please. We all know it.
Let's do.
Water.
Sunscreen.
Hard soul shoes.
And that's true. Water, keep yourself hydrated. Sunscreen, yes, there's shade at this location we're at, but if it's summer solstice after all, it's summer solstice week, so you want to protect your skin. And hard-soled shoes, yes, we have some paved pathways at our latest site that we've been at for several years, but it is good to protect the feet because,
you know,
we get around with our feet most of the week.
Stonehouse Farm is one of the greatest sites that we've had in terms of, like, upgraded venue type with the paths that you're talking about and electricity. But that mantra is good no matter where we're at because it's just important to do, period.
I would like to add something for first-timers. Look at the book carefully. Look at all of the workshops, and then choose very carefully because – most important of all, other than attending the workshops, which they're marvelous, is to leave yourself space and don't overbook. Leave yourself time just to sit in the green with quiet or to find yourself without any planning whatsoever, is sitting in camp chairs around and having conversations with people. Don't overbook. let yourself ease into it. Some of the best things happen unplanned at PSG.
Agreed.
Oh, so, yeah, agreed. And Jeanette, how many rituals did we attend that first time we were at PSG?
Was the opening, closing, the gift exchange, the warrior blessing, the awakening the blade, which is still...
Yeah, and you're already overextending yourself.
Right.
Well,
and
we
then,
didn't know any better, and we were like, kids in a candy shop. The term used for that sort of thing is called a ritual whore.
Because then after the awakening, the blade, we had the morning solstice ritual at like 7:30
right,
in the morning.
That's right. So we got like 3 hours sleep. and we were like buzzing from the awakening of the blade. Yeah.
And we both did. We did the men's. I did the men's. You attended the women's ritual. So we did like, you know, 8 rituals that week. I'm like, oh God. So what you're saying there about leave your time.
And there's only 7 days of the festival. So really, I mean, come on. How many rituals can we do?
It was amazing. And that's
no,
the thing
I mean,
about
and,
PSG is that it's. I mean, you can. There is so much to do.
There is
so
and,
much to offer.
You know, my first year, I did the same thing. I ran out and just had to do every single, you know, living thing. And I'm not sorry I did it, but I definitely didn't sleep, and I definitely was tired when I got home, and it was a rough transition. But, you know, I totally agree. Make your schedule, but don't feel bad or beat yourself up if you don't maintain it. You got to allow some. You got to allow for
like
your
Disney
own.
World.
Exactly.
You know, it is our pagan Disney World, and so, you know, you can't see everything at Disney World the first time that you go. So you have to come back, you know, year after year to fill in the gaps on the things, on the next bestest most things that you wanted to do, but you didn't get to do the first time around. The other thing, and this has become a really big thing, okay, we have social networking. And what's become a really important tool that I've noticed for the first timers is getting a lot of really good tips and information from the others who've attended so many years via Facebook. Because people will ask the question, and then they'll have 30 or 40 different responses of tips and good things to do and things to be aware of.
And you
know,
get to pick from those which are going to be best for you. Yeah.
Right.
Totally on with that. The other thing I wanted to personally say, and I hope I'm not cutting anyone off, but I think it's real important for any potential first-timers who may be thinking about they really want to go to PSG, but they might be afraid because they don't have someone to go with, they're not associated with a real group or anything like that. That's the way I went my first year, and I have to say that I love PSG, and each year has its own very special thing, but there was nothing like that first year when it was just me and the gathering, and all there was for me to plug in. And so I would encourage it.
You will be accepted. You will have instant friends.
You got it. Don't be afraid to jump in the water. Don't dip your toe. Just do a cannonball. You'll be all right.
Well, and I think one of the things about Pagan Spirit Gathering, and of course I'm seeing it through the lens of having been administrating the gathering all these years, but to me it's really important that people have an opportunity to connect with each other in a safe space. So as part of our community, we have people that serve as our guardians, that watch over the well-being of all of us, and people can take a shift being a guardian, especially if you have some background in doing safety, first aid, watching over. There's a wonderful sense of being in a protected space and knowing that people are sharing the same values. We actually have a code of conduct and ethics that everyone who takes part in the gathering agrees to abide by. It's called our gathering guidelines, and we have them published up on the web. And I do think by having that as an underpinning and having people agreeing to be respectful not only of each other, but of the environment in which the gathering is held. So we see ourselves not only creating a good space for us as humans together, but also being in a natural setting, living gently on the land, honoring the wildlife, the trees, that are part of our environment. It really makes for a very special space. And I do think that the conversation about kind of pacing yourself is an important one, because that's a lot to take in. And mm-hmm. having some time where you can just be and you can integrate during the gathering conversations you've had, things you've learned at workshops, stories and songs that you've experienced in the morning meeting and workshops and concerts and the performing arts show, having some time to digest all of that, and especially the rituals. And yes, one could spend all of PSG just going to rituals. There are multiple rituals every day, large group rituals that bring together people of many paths, but we also have rituals that are in specific pagan traditions. And I do think it is good, as part of one's PSG experience, in addition to taking part in the large group ceremonies, to pick at least one ceremony in a tradition that one has not encountered, to help expand one's understanding of the different paths of paganism that come together. I'm wondering, Nicholas, do you have any pointers for first-timers coming to PSG?
I have to say my thoughts are consistent with what other people said. You're going to come back to PSG, let's face it. And I tell people to let the first year be their learning year, to meet people, participate in activities, and find their groove. And as people were talking, I was just reminded, do things that with other people. There's work shifts. Do work shifts with other people. Workshops are with other people. Rituals, of course, are with other people. And so the meeting and participating with people thing will make your second year even better. So learn the first year, and come back the second year, and then, you know, really, really go for the things that you've discovered at PSG that meet your you know, vision, your dream.
Yeah, well, all of these are really good suggestions, and yes, you can go to the Pagan Spirit Gathering website, www.circlesanctuary.org/PSG, and there you'll find frequently asked questions. You'll find a whole lot of information about Pagan Spirit Gathering as a whole, as well as this year's Pagan Spirit Gathering. And I would suggest, if you're considering going and you're on Facebook, that you join the Pagan Spirit Gathering group. It's a closed group. It's a private group. You have to ask to join. But if you're considering going to Pagan Spirit Gathering, that's a wonderful place to start connecting with the community, to ask your questions, and to get some pointers about PSG. Well, I see we have only a few minutes left, and what I'd like to do now is, as we bring closure to this first show about Pagan Spirit Gathering, is to invite those of you who will be at this coming year's PSG to share a little bit about what you'll be doing. And I think we'll start with Arthur, and there is an exciting project underway involving his wonderful music. And I have a sense you're going to be sharing some of your new CD at PSG.
Yes, I have a Kickstarter program going right now to fund my new CD. The whole purpose of that Kickstarter program is to have my CD ready in time for PSG. It's a new solo work of entirely pagan music. It's going to be called Dance in the Fire. And if you want to help me manifest that, you can go to Kickstarter and search for my name, Arthur Hines, or you can find me on Facebook. I'm not whoring myself too badly about it, I hope. But,
well, spell your last name, Arthur, for those that don't know.
H-I-N, D's and David S, and I'm channeling my inner dentist, so I'm letting someone else go.
Well, I think it's really wonderful, and I know that you plan on sharing some of the music. In fact, on this new CD, I believe you have some music that you've done at PSG in the past.
Yes, actually. The chants that my wife and I wrote for last year's main ritual have been woven into a song, and it will be on the new CD.
Yeah, and that was really one of my favorite memories of last year's PSG, and you and Catherine did a wonderful job bringing our community together. And
thank you.
It was just very powerful. And Jen, how about you? What kinds of things will you be doing at Pagan Spirit Gathering this year?
Well, I'm really excited this year. It'll be my third year working with the young women of the community for the Young Women's Rite of Passage. This is a program that lasts about, well, in its entirety, about 4 days, and we go through all kinds of things with the young women. We introduce them to the crones for wisdom. We just have all kinds of different workshops that help them to explore their possibilities as they mature into their new roles as young women. We try and prepare them for the additional responsibilities that can come with becoming a young woman, as well as appreciating some of the rewards that come along with becoming a young woman. And we've got a lot of really great things planned for this year, and I'm real excited to be a part of it again.
Yeah, I really enjoy being part of that program and the two of us working together with the actual rite of passage and the young womanhood, and seeing the community turn out to celebrate the passage.
It's a beautiful thing.
And Nicholas, you've served in many different roles, and I'm wondering this year if you can tell us a little bit about some of the things you'll be contributing to the PSG community.
Okay. For the last 5 years, I've been over with the Sweat Lodge, part of the Sweat Lodge crew. And this year, I'll be over there. Last year, I added a piece. I set up a Kuan Yin Buddhist shrine and did morning peace or prayers for peace for the world each day. And I'm kind of adapting this year. I want to combine my Native American connections and this Buddhist thing that I'm doing. And so I've put together a prayer ties and prayer beads workshop, which is sort of Native American Buddhist sort of thinking. And I'm going to do prayers in the morning, and there'll be little prayer tie sessions. So people who are interested in that type of thing will be able to come over and do morning prayers in sort of a Native American type format.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. And I want to thank David and Jeanette Ewing, who have been to PSG from time to time over the years, but in recent years have actually provided support for the PSG community at a distance by continuing to anchor both our Wednesday night show, now known as Circle Talk, as well as my Tuesday night show, Circle Craft Study. And I want to thank you both for connecting with the Pagan Spirit Gathering at a distance and continuing with the Circle Radio Ministries. And what will I be doing? I'll be doing workshops and rituals. I do the solstice morning ritual, which is a multi-tradition ritual where people from different pagan paths have an opportunity to do an invocation or a chant or do a prayer according to their own pagan tradition to honor the sun as sun goddess, as sun spirit, as sun god. And in addition to that, I help facilitate the opening ritual and help with the closing and work with the organizers of the main ritual I also, every year, do some passage rites, and those include hand fastings and at times baby blessings. There's a circle of remembrance, honoring those in the community of Pagan Spirit Gathering who have died in the past year. We start our gathering even before our opening ritual. We'll have a circle of remembrance and pay respects to those who have crossed over and honor them and invite them to join us in spirit for our gathering community. Another thing that I do is a Pagan Leadership Intensive, and I'm part of the Pagan Leadership Institute. And certainly one of my favorite things to do at Pagan Spirit Gathering is being able to get around the community and experience workshops and concerts done by others, and to have that hangout around the fire time with people, which I find is also a wonderful way of connecting. I get my private time, my quiet digest time, usually in the early morning of Pagan Spirit Gathering. I get up usually at dawn and go out. There's a beautiful pond at our current site, and do some meditation there while most of the village is sleeping. And one of my favorite things is to watch the sun rise and to have the experience of being in a totally pagan space, with people that are committed to not only being in loving relationship with each other, respect and harmony, but also working with the larger circle of life of which we are all part. I want to thank all of our contributors to the conversation tonight. Thank you, Nicholas. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Arthur, and thank you, David and Jeanette. And now as we go into the final part of our show, we'll have a few announcements. And one of the announcements is to be in touch with Pagan Spirit Gathering on Facebook, the Pagan Spirit Gathering community. You can visit the Circle Sanctuary website, the Circle Sanctuary community, and you also can connect with Pagan Spirit Gathering on the web, www.circlesanctuary.org. We will be adding a new section to the Pagan Spirit Gathering website where we will have a variety of audio recordings. We'll have a chance to really sample the Pagan Spirit Gathering experience, not only with these podcasts, but some others that we've had in the past.